When you turn on a lamp, hit the blender to mix your favorite drink, or even fire up the air conditioner during the dog days of summer, you might not even think about how the power gets to your home. On the surface, it seems straightforward. A power plant produces electricity, sends it to a bunch of lines. The power then zips through the transmission network until it arrives at your address. Behind that simplicity is a technology-driven effort guided by nonprofit monitors that serve as electric grid air traffic controllers. MISO, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, oversees the transmission lines in southern Illinois. Corporate communications manager Andy Schonert says it manages the grid throughout 15 states.
We don't own any power plants. We don't own any transmission lines. Our job is to make sure the grid runs as reliably as possible, and it's as efficient as possible.
MISO and similar organizations make that happen through energy markets. Essentially, producers like Dynegy put some of their electricity up for auctions, which are held by the system operators. The power companies hope to make enough money to support their generating operations. And that's the big point of contention in Illinois. Dynegy has shut down the Wood River Generating Station and is planning to mothball some operations in Baldwin and Newton. Another 500 megawatts has also been identified to be taken offline. Vice President of Regulatory Affairs Dean Ellis says the primary reason for reducing generating capacity downstate by potentially 30% is because the money coming back from MISO-run auctions is too low.
Because the market doesn't send the proper price signals to the generation in southern Illinois, it's putting economic and financial pressure on those generators.
Dynegy wants the grid of the entire state to be handled by regional transmission organization PJM, which already covers northern Illinois. The utility considers that market to have prices that better reflect power generation costs and is behind legislation in Springfield to make the switch a reality. PJM is staying out of it. In an emailed statement, it says the matter, quote, must be debated and decided at the state level. Edward Jones, senior utilities analyst Andy Smith, says there is another key factor. MISO's market includes regulated companies, which impact those electricity auctions.
They can bid low, which sets these capacity charges at an artificially low rate, which then isn't sufficient for a Dynegy or an Exelon or other unregulated generator to make profits or even break even.
You can't talk energy without mentioning coal. And as the debate over auction rates continues in Illinois, Smith says more of those older facilities will likely be taken offline.
They can't survive based on economics, perhaps, but they are also being shut just because of, you know, environmental goals, regulations in various states.
And as generating capacity goes down, there's a good chance prices could go up. But Smith points out that as long as natural gas remains relatively cheap, any rate jump should not shock consumers who rely on utilities, transmission controllers, and technology to pump power to their homes. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.
Powerful stuff, so watch that plug. It's potent.
Electricity, electricity.